There's mine. Okay, so yesterday we had a contradiction in Shmuel. Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, and we assumed he paskin like Rabbi Yaisi in the second shot. And according to Rabbi Yaisi in the second shot, if a person did kedushin to his wife and then she left town with her brother-in-law, meaning she left town and she went with her sister's husband, and then they both came back, we require a get from him to his sister's, to his wife's sister, because people will say there was a t'nai in the kedushin, and therefore, since there was a t'nai in the kedushin, people will say that the second marriage, right, Reuven to Rachel, to Leah, was legit, because Reuven never really married Rachel, and therefore, we asked her Leah to her husband, and we asked her Rachel to her husband. That was what Rabbi Yaisi had said according to the second language. And Shmuel said, halachah Rabbi Yaisi. Problem is, we have a similar case according to Rav Huna. Shmuel said, person was Mekadosh a woman. He left town. The rumor came back that he died, and Eilechad came back and said he died. Shimon, his brother, did Jibum. However, Reuven shows up. Now, Shmuel said she can go back to her first husband, because everybody knows that she, you don't marry a brother's wife. Even if he divorces her, you can't marry a brother's wife. And everybody will know that the second marriage was a non-marriage, and therefore she can go back to her first husband, even though she was an Eshesish, and she was Mizana with her brother-in-law. But people will not confuse that with a legit marriage, because they understand that even if Reuven were to die, Shimon can't marry her, it's his brother's wife, unless it's Yibum, and now Reuven is here. So obviously it was not Yibum, so therefore nobody will suspect that she was legitimately Shimon's wife, and there's no get, and since there's no get, she can go back to Reuven. That's what Shmuel said. That means he's not afraid that people will say there was a condition in the Kedushin. And Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, that we are afraid that people will say there's a condition in the Kedushin. That was the question that the Gemara asked yesterday, a contradiction in Shmuel.
Is that a contradiction? What? In the case of the brother, it can't
happen. In the case of the sister-in-law, Rabbi Yaisi said, again, it's the same Kedushin. That's the Gemara's contradiction in Shmuel. Based on the fact that Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, and the second shot of Rabbi Yaisi clearly said that by Kedushin we're afraid of a t'nai, and then Shmuel says, by Kedushin, we're not afraid of a t'nai. So it's a contradiction in Shmuel. That's what we had yesterday. And for the Gemara, that Shmuel did not learn that pshat in Rabbi Yaisi. Shmuel did not differentiate between Reuven being married to Rachel, consummated, or Reuven just doing Kedushin to Rachel. Nobody's afraid of a t'nai. And therefore, Shmuel does not think that people will say, t'nai have a labor Kedushin. He does not consider that a real worry, and therefore by a brother's wife, where there's no way in the world that Shimon can marry his brother's wife as long as Reuven is alive, nobody will confuse it with a real marriage, and we let her go back to her husband. Even though people would say Kedushin, t'nai, no. Shmuel says, nobody says Kedushin t'nai. The case of Rabbi Yaisi has nothing to do with Kedushin t'nai. It's even if he consummated the marriage. And now they both come back, we still require a get. Why do we require a get? It's his wife's sister. Everybody knows it's not a legitimate marriage. Your wife is still alive. How can you marry her sister? And we're not worried about t'nai. So why did Shmuel paskin there like Rabbi Yaisi? The answer is, by a wife's sister, there's a way that this could happen and people would think it is a legitimate marriage. How? Rachel left town and Ephraim with Ephraim, which is Leah's husband. Rachel left town with her brother-in-law. The Eidechah came and said they both died. Leah married Reuven, right? Ephraim comes back first. And the moment Ephraim comes back first, Rachel is still dead, as far as we're concerned. Nobody ever said that Rachel is still alive. As far as we're concerned, Rachel is still dead. Ephraim came back. His wife Leah had married Reuven legitimately, because her Reuven's wife had died. So we would require Leah to get a get. Because there, people would say it was a legitimate marriage because Reuven's wife died. He's allowed to marry his sister-in-law. And therefore, we make Leah get a get. Once we make Leah get a get, in walks Rachel. Sorry, Rachel, you're achayitz grusha asai. So since it's possible, let me finish, please don't interrupt me. Since it's possible by achayitz isha that it would be viewed as a legitimate marriage, Rabbi Yaisi says, lay is bad, rachel is bad. But by a brother's wife, that can never happen. Because there's only one person that was said that died, and that's the brother. And he showed up. And there's no way in the world that could be a legitimate marriage. By a sister's husband, by a wife's sister, it needed two people to die, and they don't have to show up at the same time. It's possible that one's alive and the other one's dead. Therefore, Rabbi Yaisi says, you have to view it as a legitimate marriage, because in people's eyes, it's very possible that it was a legitimate marriage if Ephraim comes before Rachel. Therefore, Rabbi Yaisi said, Leah is asked to Ephraim, once Leah is asked to Ephraim, Rachel is asked to her husband, because she's achayitz grusha asai. Whereas my brother's wife, it's only one person that died. And as soon as he shows up, there's no way out to say this was a legitimate marriage. And therefore, their Shmuel would say, there's no reason she can't go back to the husband. Because Tanai and Kedushin is not a factor. Because Shmuel is not worried about Tanai and Kedushin at all. Yes, Baruch Meisha.
Well, if there was no sister, there never was a sister, she's an Asian sister. Does she need a get from that man?
Yes, because people will say her first husband divorced her and she married her second husband.
But that is only because of a drabbanon.
So drabbanon say that's what you have to do. Drabbanon's mechanism of answering the woman to her husband was by requiring the second husband to give a get. And by doing that, answered her to the first husband. The mechanism drabbanon used, the Rabbanan could have just come along and say she's asked to her husband. They didn't do that according to Rabbi Yaisi. What they did according to Rabbi Yaisi said, make the second husband give her a get, because people will say it was a legitimate marriage, even though we know it wasn't. And by giving him a get, she now turns into Gushasai that he's taking back.
But she can go back or not go back?
According to Rabbi Yaisi, she cannot go back.
And
it depends which case. So in the case of a sister's husband, wife's sister's husband, she can't go back. In the case of a brother's wife, she can go back.
But that's on Shmuel only.
Only in Shmuel. Let's read it inside. Ever the Gemara. Amalai Abaya. Three lines at the bottom. How do you know Shmuel agreed to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha that we're afraid of conditions and kedushin? Dumadrab Amikoi. Maybe he's going on the first shot, and Kedushin, we're not afraid of Tanai and Kedushin. It's just that by a wife's sister's husband, it could have been a legitimate marriage, even though the husband came back, because the wife didn't have to come back at the same time. And therefore, there we require a get, and we ask the wife to her husband. Let's read the Rashi, Dilma Drabami, Kedetir Drabami, Latayma Drab Yaisi. It's not talking about it tonight. Even if Reuven had consummated the marriage with his wife, still we would pass Reuven, Rachel, to her husband. If I forgot the luck of the makers, look, no, there's no tonight. But you can't ask a contradiction in Shmuel. A wife's sister is different than a brother's wife. Now, Chayis Isha, he cut him. If Ephraim would have showed up before Rachel showed up, at that moment we would have said to Leah, sorry Leah, you cannot go back to your husband, because it looks like you were married to Reuven legitimately. His wife died. People will say that Ephraim had divorced her and Reuven had married her. People are going to say it's his wife's sister. They would say, his wife died. We have no proof that she didn't die yet. So since the case is a possible case where Ephraim comes back before Rachel, so we say, you know what? Leah becomes Aser to Ephraim. And once we say that, Leah becomes Aser to Ephraim, then Rachel becomes Aser to Reuven, because Leah becomes Reuven's divorcee, rabbinically. Avo be'eshes achav, b'chi asa, there's no way in the world that anybody could interpret that as a legitimate marriage, the Grushas Achav Hilai, because his brother is alive. It's impossible for him to marry his brother's wife. Even if his brother divorced her, he's not allowed to marry her. Yes?
Well,
no considered sister, even that her, that his sister is dead, nobody's going to think. Nobody's going to think that that the marriage wasn't a marriage.
Again, people won't know. They won't know whether Ephraim divorced her and that's why she married Reuven, or she married Reuven because Ephraim was dead. Again, this was the way, again, going back, forget this Gemara. The way Rav Yaisi understands the mechanism of how Chazal assert a woman to her husband.
First mission, okay. But I'm saying, once, and there's no nachmino if he was in the Kaddish or is Nisuin with his first wife.
That's what Shmuel holds, correct. Because the second shot introduced this concept of Kedushei Al-Tanai. Shmuel does not agree that that's a factor in anybody's mind. Shmuel says, nobody says Kedusha Al-Tanai. That's not in the mechanism of Chazal.
Does Rebbe Kiva hold that?
We said that shot in Rebbe Kiva, correct. He doesn't have to paskal like Rebbe Kiva. Our problem was that he paskal like Rebbe Yaisi. If he didn't paskal like Rebbe Yaisi, he doesn't have to agree to that either. Yes, I'm sorry, Roger.
So, Shmuel holds that nobody agrees to
nobody's tonight. Nobody's, Shmuel paskins. He doesn't say, right, he paskins that Rebbe Yaisi never meant tonight. Nobody agrees to tonight, correct.
About Rabbi Kiva.
Rabbi Kiva was a lot ago, he said tonight. So Rabbi Kiva can hold him tonight. Shmuel doesn't have to pass him like Rabbi Kiva.
I understand that. But, so he's the only one that...
Correct. That's going to Shmuel, correct. Now we're going to give another terrace to the contradiction of Shmuel. And the hard Gemara is behind us, and now we're going to... easy street. Now the Gemara answers, Shmuel Paskins that could be IC. He is worried about tonight. But who said that Shmuel is not worried about Tanai? Rav Huna. Who says that that's pshat in Shmuel? Why did we have a contradiction in Shmuel? Because Rav Huna said that the case is talking about Reuven was Mekadesh, a woman, and left town. So we said, oh, Tanai. That was Rav Huna's interpretation of Shmuel. There are other interpretations in the Machloikas Rav and Shmuel which have nothing to do with anything else. V'inam yad Rebitzchik Navcha. Even if Shmuel would paskin that we worry about tonight. Mimai the apostle, who says he paskins a Reb Yaisi on both halves, Dilmain apostle. Maybe he only paskins that when Leah is not ushered to Reuven, then Rachel is mutter to her husband. That means he paskins that there are cases that we don't usher a woman to her husband. The Tana comment said, any age of fish has an eight echad, is Madonna, is asset to her husband. No mechanism, no nothing, she becomes asset to her husband. Knas. Maybe Shmuel's saying, hold.
Eight echad.
Maybe Shmuel's saying, not necessarily. If it's a brother's wife, she doesn't become asset to her husband. If it's a sister's husband, she doesn't become asset to her husband. Maybe he's only saying, unlike the Tanakama that said every time an Asia says she has an eight echad and lives with a man, she becomes usher to her husband. We don't need mechanisms. We don't worry. Usher. Knas. Maybe Shmuel's saying, we don't paskin that way. We take into account that this is an impossible marriage and we let her go back to her first husband. Maybe that's all Shmuel meant to say. Dilmaina paisel. Inami. In my days in the Ravuna. Who says Ravuna's interpretation is Shmuel's correct? Maybe Machloikas Rav and Shmuel, Yavamari Kesha Sish or not, is a totally different Machloikas. Nobody left town. Reuven died. Shimon was supposed to do Yibum. The Yavama went with Mizana. Nobody left town. Nobody died. Reuven died. He did die. He legitimately died. We were at the funeral. He died. Nobody left town. No eight echad, nothing. Somebody died, and instead of doing Yibum, his Yavama went and was Mizana. So Rav says she can no longer have Yibum. And Shmuel says, yes, she can. Maybe that's the Machloikas. Nothing to do with leaving town, and with Eid Echad, and legitimate marriages. Nothing. It's a totally different Machloikas. Yevamari Keshesish, Rav saying, if a Yevam is Mizana, she knows what, just like an Eshesish is Mizana, can't go to her husband. A Yevam is Mizana, can't go to her Yevam. And Shmuel says, no, a Yevam is Mizana, can go to her husband, can go to her Yevam.
What's the
Lachlokes? Do we pass like Rav Nuna? That's what Rav Nuna called. Rav Nuna commit like it. I'm Rav Nuna, Shemesh, Yam, Shizin, Sassur, Liyavama. Rav Nuna had said, we had it earlier, that Shemeres Yavam, that was Mazana, is Aser Terhav Yavam. So Rav holds that way, and Shmuel doesn't hold that way. The Rav Amari Kesha says, Shem Mifslu Biznus, or Shmuel Amari Kesha says, Shem Mifslu Biznus. Right, we spoke at Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna says that Yavam is considered like a partial Eshesish. She's still bound to her first husband, and therefore she's Mazana with somebody else without doing Yibum. It's like an HSH, that's Mazana. No, we don't kill her. It's only a Chayv Elavin. But the bottom line is, she violated the bond to her husband. No more Yibum. And Shmuel says, we don't pass it that way. Her husband's dead. She's Yibama. She was Mazana. She's a bad lady. And now go ahead and have Yibum. Maybe that's the shot in Shmuel.
Does she have to go through a Sota process?
No.
He's saying not at all.
She's not married. Her husband died. She's waiting for her Yibum.
So what makes her?
So Rav says, Rav Nuna says, and this is what we're saying Rav is saying, that since it's a bound to the first, it's because her husband died and she's bound to his brother, we treat her somewhat like a married lady, enough so that if she's a zana, we don't let her have Yibum from her Yibum.
Is it considered like a
Dusha? It's not going to punish her with death. It's just considered enough of a bond that if it's violated, we don't let that relationship continue.
So Yibama's off or
he does chalitza.
He
can't do Yibum.
Right.
And Shmuel says she's not an exorcist, she could have Yibum. That's another pshat in Shmuel. Another pshat in Shmuel. Inami b'kedushin tries to be Yibama commit for you. Maybe they're just arguing if a Yibama l'shuk accepts kedushin. Is the marriage valid or not? Rav learned, it says in the Pasuk, Laisiya Eishes Hamesh, we had this earlier. Laisiya says, Kedushin can't work. As if she were married. And Shmuel says, Kedushin could work. That's the Machloika. Well, remember Shmuel said, we don't know? That's what exactly what he said. The Rav on my occasion says, "Shmuel talks about kedushin." Shmuel on my occasion says, "Shmuel talks about kedushin." So the Gemara about Fliga Bachanizim that we already had the Machloikas. You're right; they argued once, and this other Machloikas was the derivative of that Machloikas. Rashi. How can you see any Nami lesson? Rav Huna Klaud, Rav Huna Kamifligi. But Fliga Bachanizim the Bahapir can go below the Amar Shmuel Bani Yaseinu Shichaget. Since we don't know, she needs a guess. So at the end of the day, we have different ways of resolving the contradiction in Shmuel. One is to say that Shmuel paskins like Rav Ami. The other three are to say he never said that we worry about, he never paskins like that part of Rav Yaisi, is answer number one. He only paskins that sometimes we let a woman go back to her husband. And number two and number three is that he wasn't even talking about a supposed death. He was talking about a real death. The brother died. And there were consequences. Either she went and was Mizana, or she went and accepted Kedushin. And the argument is, what consequence is there for that? Zuck the Mishnah Vayter. Amru loy mesa ishtucha. They told the man, your wife died. Okay, listen, this is not, it sounds complicated, it's very simple. Bunch of half-sisters. Okay? We'll give them names only because I don't know if names are better or numbers are better. Let's try numbers. Reuven was married to sister number one, to woman number one. And they told him, two Adam told him, his wife died. So he went and married her paternal sister, his wife's paternal sister. One and two are half sisters, paternally. Legitimate marriage. Makes them. They told him his second wife died. Okay, the poor guy lost two wives. He married number two's maternal sister. One and three are not related. One is related with two because they had the same father. Two is related in three because they had the same mother. One and three are not related to each other. They share a common half-sister, but they're not related. So he married one, he was told one died. He married two, he was told two died. He married three, he was told three died.
Could he marry one and three Mechayim?
He was told they died. That's right, let's worry about later. Let's get the case. They told him one died, he married her paternal sister. One number two. He was told she died, he married two's maternal sister. Then he told him his third wife died. Mesa. He married number four, who was paternally related to number three. So one is related to two. Two is related to three. Three is related to four. One is not related to three or to four. And two is not related to four. Because they're half-sisters. They told him four died, and he married four's maternal sister. So if you notice here, he married one, half a sister, two's half a sister who's not related to one, then four, who's a half a sister of three, not related to the first two, and five, who's a half a sister of four, not related to the first three. And now they all walk in. And he has four women who he told he died, who he married, and he was told they died, and they're all alive. So he's married to one, he's not married to two, because his wife's sister, and his wife is here. He's married to three because three is not related to one. But he can't be married to four, because if you're married to three, you can't be married to four. And he's married to five, so he has three wives, one, three, and five, because those conditions are legitimate. They end up being legitimate because they're not related to each other. It's a complicated case, but it's not a complicated. It works. It works out. It's not a complicated svara. It's a very logical thing. He married five women, right? Each one was a half a sister to the other, but one was not related to three, and five wasn't related to three and one. So therefore, those three marriages work. Two and four were sisters of a living wife, and therefore the kedusha wasn't chal. It sounds complicated, but there's no hard svara here. It's a very simple thing. So let's read it inside. Amrula, they told him, Meitze Ishtacha, your wife died. He married her paternal father's sister. Meitze, he was told she died. He married her maternal sister. Meitze, he was told his third wife died. His first wife died, he married a paternal sister. His second wife died, he married her maternal sister. His third wife died, he married her paternal sister, which is four. They're all five alive. He's legitimately married to one, three, and five. And therefore, he dies without children. One, three, and five are legitimate wives. Yibum or Chalitza can be done to any of those three. Don't complicate the case. And if Yibum or Chalitza are done to any of those three, all the other wives are Pater. He cannot stay married to two and four because they're sisters of his living wives. And if he were to die, the brother does Yibum to two or four. It's not Yibum. They have sisters. This can only work in half sisters. Rashi. Amulei meitz ishtacha v'nasa chayisim aviyah shaloi mi'ima. Not maternal. V'chazru amulei meitz ha'shniyah v'nasa chayisim shashniyah mi'ima v'loi mi'aviyah. He married a maternal sister. Nimta shlishis v'chaykim and erishayna v'loi kervatahi. Three is not related to one. V'chazru amulei meitz v'nasa chayisim shashlishis zu mi'aviyah v'loi mi'ima. Paternal. Nimta shlishis v'chaykim and erishayna v'chaykim and erishayna. Four is not related to two or one. She's not related to three. And they told him that everybody's alive. They're not related. Even though the third one is married to two, Shaya, she's mutter. The kedusha shniyah leitavsi. He was never married to two. The chaytishahi. She's the sister of his wife. It's like he lived with her out of wedlock. He's allowed to marry her sister. It's only if it's his wife's sister. Number two was never his wife. Even though she's the fourth one sister, since she's married to number three, he lived with two and four out of wedlock. Now, retroactively, so therefore, it doesn't answer their relatives. The Patrus Sherasayim, in Mace Uba Yabim Yibmas Akas Mem, if the Yabim is Miyabim one of them, if to a Tarasa. For us, Mishneah Bervias, Mishneah Mishum Rishai, number Vias Mishum Shlishas. Number two is a half sister to his wife, and number four is a half sister to his wife. And therefore, he can't live with those two. We will stop here. We'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.